You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
July 10th, 2017. I'd like to welcome everybody to National Don't Step on a Bee Day and National Teddy Bear Picnic Day.
What does that
mean?
So
if you had either one of those on your list of things to do today.
Now, does that mean you go on a picnic and you take a teddy bear, or you schedule a little picnic for the teddy bear?
You go on a picnic and you bring a teddy bear with you, Dom, and you set him up there next to your little basket and you feed him a little sandwich.
You know, it takes a lot to get these kind of days listed in that National Register thing. Who are the people who worked hard and lobbied for that?
This is apparently a big thing, I think, around the country, the teddy bear picnic. So have a great day, teddy bears. Here's some of your headlines for today. Two roommates in Oklahoma got into an argument on Saturday afternoon over which is better. This is a legitimate fight here. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Oh, Star Trek. Star Trek, dude.
One of the guys ended up choking the other one, and he was arrested for assault and battery. No, Star Wars is better. No, Star Trek. Get off me. Get your hands off me right now.
Don't
I insist.
Star Trek thing.
I don't know, but come on. Star Wars kills Star Trek.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, come on.
No, it doesn't.
Darth Vader against William Shatner? I have to say, the Starship Enterprise is way better than the Millennium Falcon.
Sorry?
Set phasers to stun! Where's my lightsaber?
So if it's that versus, you know...
Yeah! This is way better.
I'd say Star Wars has the better music, but...
Totally. That's so, come on. Oh, yeah. So much better.
All right, I'll give you the music.
Yeah, but Star Wars music is way better.
That's all you
got. That's funny. A guy freaked out on a Delta flight from Seattle to Beijing. He tried to open the exit door in midair.
This has happened a couple times in the last 2 weeks.
What's his deal? The flight attendant eventually had to whack him on the head with a wine bottle to stop him, and then some of the other passengers attacked him. Good God, man. And then speaking of wine, there's a woman in Maine who just turned 100 years old. She says the secret to her longevity is drinking lots and lots of wine, Dom. You just pickle your insides and you'll live forever.
What are those things called in the ones? The resveratrol or whatever?
Is that resveratrol in there? He was a character on episode 17.
All right. Scotty, beam me down some resveratrol.
Planet resveratrol. Shia LaBeouf. Arrested again for public drunkenness over the weekend. He was in Georgia. He was filming a movie called The Peanut Butter Falcon. So I can't be too mad at him because I want to see that. I don't even know what it is. 4 a.m. Saturday morning, he asked someone for a cigarette. They refused. He started using profanities and vulgar language in front of women and children. He ran into some hotel lobby and was arrested for disorderly conduct.
He's a tool.
Public drunkenness. He's an idiot. Bailed out on $7,000. Of bond later that morning, so whatever. Peanut Butter Falcon. Here's a story for Chris. Kesha said in a recent interview that her new album has a big spaceship theme because... I really like Kesha. Because she was out somewhere and saw spaceships or something. I don't know. Here's a really hard-hitting interview of Kesha. Here's 30 seconds of her talking about spaceships.
I was in Joshua Tree. Totally... sober.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me preface.
Okay.
And I look up in the sky and there's a bunch of spaceships. I swear to God, there were like 5 to 7. And I don't know why I didn't like try to take a picture of it. I just looked at it. I was sitting on a rock. I was trying to figure it out. Then they went away and I was like, then they came back in like a different formation. And I was like, those are f-ing aliens. Oh. So that's been a huge running theme on this album. Like the cover of my album has a bunch of spaceships.
Cool. I believe her, guys.
Okay. Hey, did you guys hear about the spaceships that were seen over Denver on the 4th of July?
Mm-mm.
What?
I'm going to look it up for you.
Think they might have been fireworks?
No, they were hovering right above the fireworks. They were changing formations. It was a triangle. I just saw the video yesterday for the first time. I'm going to show
they
you.
They were in there going,
I'm
going to
show you. Yes, they probably were.
No, you know, the aliens were pissed because their dogs wouldn't stop barking.
Get up, get up.
You're upsetting our dogs.
Quiet. Chick-fil-A, here we go. Here's some fast food plugs. Chick-fil-A is running their annual promotion tomorrow where anyone who dresses like a cow gets a free sandwich. And they say you don't even have to have a cow costume laying around. They say if you're...
like a cow accessory or something.
Sporting a cow spotted accessory.
Yeah.
You get a little sandwich from
Chick-fil-A. I know people, like women who have cow, like, purses. You know,
oh, sure,
like spotted cow purse or something.
Uh-huh.
Wonder if that would get you a free sandwich.
What if you just look like a cow in general?
I knew once I leave Chick-fil-A.
That was mean. Here's something else going on. Mickey D's, McDonald's, they're going to start serving bacon cheese fries.
What took so long?
It's going to cost about $4. They said it's a pretty big portion that's supposed to be able to feed two people, but who's going to share that? Come on. All right. Morning clickbait, DT. Hit it.
Clickbait.
Boom. Go to our Facebook page. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. There's two things you need to check out on there today. Two videos. One is a local story. Woman attempted to dive off of an 83-foot cliff at Denver's, Colorado's Paradise Cove. She panicked in mid-flight and ended up belly flopping 83 feet down. Kaboom!
Wow, is she okay?
I posted it because all she got was a bloody nose. A little disoriented, but... I think I titled it Going Into a Monday Like... dot, dot, dot.
Boom.
Boom. It's pretty epic belly flop. And then the second one that you need to check out is a smirking couple caught on camera leaving a Virgin Atlantic plane toilet. They joined the Mile High Club, folks. There's a guy filming it, and the woman comes out of the toilet first, and then you kind of see the guy in the background waiting. He waits a couple minutes and then comes out and... the smirk on the guy's face is pretty classic. And yeah, it is pretty funny that they joined the Mile High Club on a Virgin Atlantic flight. They confirmed it on Facebook, and they said, we're pretty sure that's our plane. The mood lighting certainly put a smile on their faces. Hashtag Smile High Club.
Hey!
Check those out, you perverts.
Clickbait.
Go to Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy. Is that all we got?
That's it, man.
That's enough.